Nevada's nonprofit arts and culture organizations accounted for more than $471 million in economic activity and 10,000 full-time jobs in 2015. That's according to the latest National Arts and Economic Prosperity 5 study. Reno Public Radio's Noah Glick sat down with the head of the Nevada Arts Council to learn more about the industry's role in our state's economy.
Linda Ficklin is the Interim Executive Director for the Nevada Arts Council. Linda, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Sure, you're welcome.
So I guess just to get started, can you just walk me through the report? What were some of the main findings?
The nonprofit industry generates about $471.7 million in activity in our state, and that supports about 10,494 full-time jobs. We give out grants to a number of the organizations that participated in this survey. The amount that we gave out in the fiscal year 2015 was $825,000. So $825,000 generating $471.7 million is a real good return.
What is the arts and culture industry? Like, what makes up an arts and culture job? What's an arts and culture business?
The nonprofit is what this survey is based on. So we did not include any of the for-profit arts or cultural activity, which would mean none of the casinos were involved. The things that are involved are the nonprofit organizations such as the Reno Little Theater, the Pioneer Center. We do Western Folklife Center. So there's a lot of different organizations that make that up. Basically, in this, any organization that was arts or culture and provided events was included. And we have over 580 in our state.
What's the role of state and federal grants in sort of moving this industry forward? And do you see that changing with the current federal administration that is cutting spending in those areas?
Right. Well, we get a portion of our funding from the National Endowment for the Arts, the state of Nevada through General Fund, and through the Department of Tourism and Cultural Affairs through room tax. So we have three funding sources, major funding sources. With that, yes, the president has said that he doesn't want the NEA. We're hoping with this information that he realizes that the arts and culture is a vital piece in America. If for some reason the NEA is cut, I feel that the state of Nevada will step up and not allow these organizations to fall. Even though we don't give out huge amounts of grants, the small amount we do give is leverage for them to get additional funding. It's kind of a seal of approval. Hey, you got a grant from the Arts Council that's partly NEA. Yeah, we'll give you some money.
So let me just ask you, pie in the sky, what's the future of the arts and culture industry look like? I mean, are there plans from the state side to sort of keep this momentum going?
Yes, I believe there are. And I believe that nationally there's a big push as well. Americans for the Arts is a nonprofit organization that does advocate for the arts and culture and humanities. The National Endowment for the Arts obviously is federally funded. I think that any society that you look at that's fallen, the first thing that goes is their arts and culture. And so I think that it's very important, and I think that we as a state need to bring it to the forefront.
So what's the next step for this report? You've got this data now that shows economic impact. What's the next step now? Does this go up to the National Endowment for the Arts? Does this go to a federal agency of some sort?
So the large report, yes, is going to the National Endowment for the Arts. It's going to legislatures, congressmen, that type of thing. Our report for locally is, yes, we're putting it out. We're actually doing some outreach to get this information out to people. We've got it going to the legislatures, the governor, so that they'll realize that, we do have a place here.
Linda Ficklin is the Interim Executive Director for the Nevada Arts Council. Linda, thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it.